Proclamation number 8349 of 6th of December, 1962. Redemption of the guilt of sin through the blood of Jesus. You humans should all take notice of the work of salvation which the man Jesus accomplished on earth in order to make atonement for the exceeding sinfulness of the created spirits past apostasy from me and in order to satisfy my justice. This is why I sent my disciples out into the world to proclaim me and my love which manifested itself in the man Jesus, for love accomplished this work of mercy, and love is I myself. Thus my disciples had to mention me time and again when proclaiming my gospel. They had to inform people of my divine commandments of love for the first time and also inform them of Jesus Christ's act of salvation. They always had to remember the one who sent them into the world with the mission to feed people with my word and, in remembrance of me, to inform them of the sacrifice on the cross which the man Jesus offered. The knowledge of this sacrifice on the cross shall be given to all people, and this knowledge will not be lost as long as there are still unredeemed spiritual beings which walk the earth as human beings. All people shall know that a human being shed his blood in purest, selfless love in order to redeem their guilt, which required an exceedingly great sacrifice of atonement, in order to be considered a just compensation towards their God and Father. Yet time and again you are told that you, as human beings, are unable to grasp the magnitude of this sacrifice on the cross. Yet it should suffice you to know that Jesus Christ has to be acknowledged as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, in whom the eternal love embedded himself in order to redeem people from sin and death. And this knowledge should prompt you to take the path to the cross, i.e., to freely confess your guilt, to hand your guilt over to him and repentantly ask for forgiveness. The purification in order to be able to step before the face of God again, whom you humans can now behold in Jesus himself. Know that it is only ever my effort to let you find the path to the cross, that I do everything to make this problem of my human manifestation in Jesus and my sacrificial death on the cross understandable to you through my messengers, through my disciples, whom I choose myself. Because there is no other salvation for you to be released from the guilt of your past apostasy from God. Because only the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ has redeemed this guilt and therefore you must acknowledge his act of salvation and also accept the blessings of his act of salvation, otherwise you will eternally be unable to return to me as your Father. Because I cannot accept a sinful being into my kingdom of light and bliss. But you must be washed clean through his blood, which he shed for you on the cross. His death was a sacrificial death, for he voluntarily took it upon himself. He voluntarily walked an unspeakably difficult path of suffering which was then crowned by death on the cross, which brought humanity redemption from sin and death. But you can also be certain that every human being's guilt was redeemed through his act of mercy, that he shed his blood for all people past, present and future and that only your free will is necessary to accept this act of mercy. Thus you must want to belong to those whom his blood has washed clean of all guilt. He gave his life on the cross. He consciously took the last path when he sacrificed himself for the sins of humanity, and thus you must also consciously take the path to him, under his cross. Redemption cannot be given to you against your will. A human being offered this most difficult sacrifice because Roman 1, as God, could not have suffered and therefore also withdrew in the end. Even though I completely filled him with my strength of love, yet the man Jesus no longer used this unusual strength in order to liberate himself from all adversity and torment, which was indeed possible for him. But he suffered as a mere human being and died as a mere human being on the cross. With his blood he ransomed humanity from my adversary, who still has a right to the souls as long as they do not make use of Jesus' act of salvation and the treasure of grace. But my adversary has to release those who want to be redeemed, because the great sacrifice was offered on the cross for this. And if I repeatedly convey the knowledge of this to you humans, you should also pass it on. You should proclaim my name in the world, in whom alone salvation can be found. You should spread my teaching of love and always mention him who himself gave the commandments of love, who himself lived a life of love on earth and finally accomplished the greatest work of love through his death on the cross, because he wanted to redeem you from the sin which had kept you separated from him for eternities and which you yourselves would not have been able to remove for eternity either. But your earthly path as a human being will also be in vain if it does not lead to the cross of Golgotha. For my adversary cannot and will not follow you on this path, he will have to release you, for then he will have lost all right to you, and your former apostasy from me will have been atoned for through love. Amen.